朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
我在外面工作时看见各地的需要。
When I was working outside and I see all the needs.
我实在开始明白我们现在所处的时代是一个怎样急迫的时代。
Then I realized the time we're at today, is a very, very critical time.
神的工作的手正在加速的进行。
God's hand is doing, speedily.
我要先和弟兄姊妹们读一些圣经，在启示录里面。
And I'd like to read a portion of the scripture in the Revelation.
请弟兄姊妹看启示录第十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
我们可以从十四节读起。
Let's start reading from verse 14.
读到十六节。
Through 16.
我又观看，见有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子。头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀，又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说：“伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。”那坐在云上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。
Verse 14, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud.One set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickles and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud, thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped.
这里告诉我们，末了的世代是一个收割的世代。
It's talking about this end time is a time of harvest.
我们再读马太福音第十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
三十九节。
Matthew 13:39.
我们从下面一半读起。收割的时候就是世界的末了。收割的人就是天使。三十九节。
And the end of, let's see.
马太福音第十三章三十九节。
Matthew 13:39. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels.
这里不仅讲到世界的末了是收割的时候，他也讲到天使要来做收割的工作。
That only tells that the end of time is the time of harvest, and also it talks about the reapers are the angels.
在启示录里面，我们看见主耶稣这位人子坐在宝座上面，当他把快镰刀丢下来的时候，地上就收割了。
And we see from the revelation that we see that the Son of Man is the one that sat on the cloud when he thrust down the sickles, the harvest was done.
我们再看马太福音第九章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 9.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
他看见有许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciple, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
今天早晨我们要思想一个问题，主说你们要求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So this morning, let's meditate on this word, that we shall pray the Lord of this harvest to send for a laborer to reap.
我们再看约翰福音第四章。
Let us also turn to the book of John, chapter 4.
第三十五节。
Verse 35. John 4,
到三十八节。
John 4, 34 to 38.
你们既不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人的工价，继续五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。所以说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话是可见是真的。我猜你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
Verse 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathers fruit into life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth.
在我们的思想里面和主的思想里面有很大的分别。
Is a big difference between our thoughts and God's thoughts.
在我们的眼光和神的眼光有很大的分别。
It is a big difference between our eyesight and God's sight.
其中有一个原因就是因为我们只看见眼前这一点点。
That the most important reason is because our eyesight can only reach very, 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 very short distance.
我们很少看见整片的禾场跟工作。
We cannot really see that this whole field.
我们常常太过于关心我们周围所立即看得见的那些人。
We're only concerned the ones that immediately about us.
因为因此我们总有一个感觉离收割的日子还很远。
So we always think, oh, it is still early.
我举一个例子，我自己家里的人好像还没有预备好。
And for instance, I feel that my families are, they're not quite ready yet.
我的外公最近告诉我一件事情，他说，我跟你讲一件事情，你一定要记住。
My grandfather told me lately, he said, I want to say something to you, you better remember.
你知道我们一直向他传福音，弟兄姊妹一直为他祷告，许多人也关心他灵魂的得救。
As you know that, a lot of people have been praying for him, and we're really praying for his salvation.
他告诉我，他说，等到我临死的时候，你一定要来哈。
He told me, now, well, by the time I'm about to die, you have to come, you have to be there.
他说到那个时候，我一定要信耶稣的。
At that time, then I will receive the Lord.
你知道他老人家讲的话是非常认真的。
You see, he is very sincere.
可是我说，为什么你现在就不受洗呢
？So I asked, why not now?
他说我为什么我说你现在不就接受耶稣呢
？Why not now? Just receive the Lord.
他说我还没有预备好。
He said, I'm not prepared. I'm not ready yet.
弟兄姊妹，如果你说周围每一个看到人都像我外祖父这样子的话。
Now, if all the people around you are like him.
你的确要说庄稼还没有发白，还没有到收割的时候，因为他们都没有预备好。
Of course, you will come to this conclusion. You will say, oh, the harvest is not ready yet.
弟兄姊妹，我发现一件事情，常常我到一个地方去领聚会的时候。
I found out something when I go out to preach somewhere.
他们告诉我说某某人在这边听到很久了可是还没有预备好。
They will always tell me, there's a certain person there, they've come to the meeting a long time, but he's not prepared, he's not ready yet.
等到聚会快要完了的时候。
But when they reach the end of that meeting,
主给我负担叫我和一些个别人谈话。
Sometimes the Lord gives me the burden so I can have individual time with them.
我就把他们带到主的面前来。
So I just lead them to the Lord.
带他们祷告接受了主。
Lead them to pray and receive the Lord.
我发现就是他们所说这些人还没有预备好的人。
Those are the people precisely what they say they're not ready yet.
今天早晨我还带领了一个姊妹信主。
This morning I led a sister to the Lord.
在这两天的中间我看见她听到中间非常注意。
For these past 2 days, I noticed that she really paid attention to the sermon.
我不晓得主做了什么事情。
I have no idea what did the Lord do.
今天早晨吃完早饭，我就带她，我吃完早饭，吃早饭以前，我就带她祷告接受主。
So before breakfast this morning, I just talk with her and lead her to the Lord.
后来那里的传道人跟我讲说这真是稀奇。
So later on, their pastor told me it was really, really marvelous.
他说昨天下午他有很多的问题。
Because yesterday afternoon, she still have a whole lot of questions.
他说他问题说就是文化的问题，人类文化的问题，到底基督教为什么到了一个地方总要把他们的文化输出给那里的人？
Because her question is about the culture, about the so-called Christian culture. She just didn't understand why everywhere Christianity goes, will just have to import that culture into the local place.
那个传道弟兄说, 昨天我看见他也在问你是不是同样关于文化的问题。
And this pastor saying, is that so that yesterday she asked you the same question?
我的弟兄不是, 是我向他挑战。
And so I answered him, I said, no, it's not like that. It's not. I challenge her.
不是我问他, 不是他问我问题, 是我问他。
She didn't ask me that. I challenge her. Because I know she's a major in history.
而他所知道历史的观念是从, 从文艺复兴以后才开始。
And her idea about history is really centered after Renaissance.
我就问他说, 在文艺复兴之前，西方有没有文化？
So I asked her, "Now before Renaissance, are there different, are there specific culture in the Western world?"
我说那里就是基督教的文化，对不对？
So isn't that the culture of Christianity?
我说但是基督教的文化之前是什么呢？
But then what was before that?
是希腊和罗马的文化，对不对？
It's the Greek and the Roman culture.
为什么福音到了那里把整个人类的思想改变了呢？
Said, how come when the gospel reached there at that time, it changed all the people's thoughts?
我们也知道罗马的沦亡不是由于军事的原因。
And we all know that the fall of the Roman Empire is not because of a military weakness.
而是因为人类的文化道德的低落。
It's because of the culture and because of human corruption.
所以弟兄姊妹们，福音到了一个地方，能够叫人的心回转归向神，有一个新的道德的标准。
So that when the gospel comes, then it will give you something new that your heart can be changed.
我说，如果你是读历史的，你必须有历史的眼光。
So I said, now if you are a historian, you should have a historian view.
刚才我们看见十字架在历史的时代中间巍然独存。
We were just singing that cross. Cross has the historical significance.
这里不是一些信徒的人所发表的一些宏论而已。
This is not just some ideology of some wise guys.
而是真正透过历史的眼光看见神给人类的救赎。
But really indeed, through the viewpoint of the history that we see the salvation the Lord prepared for us.
当我这样把福音告诉他的时候, 神做了一件奇妙的工作，叫他看见个人向着神的需要。
So when I tell her this, then somehow the Lord opened her eyes to see the need of a personal relationship to her God.
今天早晨大家祷告的时候流泪接受主。
This morning when I led her to pray, and she was just crying.
我不知道她心里有什么问题。
I have no idea what's in her heart.
至少她告诉我她头脑里还有问题。
At least she told me in her head, there's still a lot of questions.
还是不能明白为什么耶稣基督从死里复活了。
She still didn't quite understand why the Lord would resurrect.
但是她愿意接受这位已经复活的耶稣。
But she's willing to receive this resurrected Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，常常说我们只看见自己眼前所接触的范围，而且我们传福音没有路的时候，我们就觉得还没有预备好。
So our eyesight sometimes only was limited to the people around us when we think that nobody's ready prepared, is ready yet.
但是耶稣基督他的眼光不同。
But Jesus has a different eyesight.
当他在地上的时候就已经定规说这是开始了收割的时代。
Even when he is on earth, he is already designated. That is the time of harvest.
耶稣基督把他的生命倾倒下来。
Because he pour down his life.
他为我们舍命, 为我们流血, 为我们成全十字架的救恩。
He died for us and he bled and to finish this salvation.
主差我们去受那个我们所没有劳苦的。
You see, the Lord sent us to reap those we have not labored.
主说别人劳苦, 你们享受他们所劳苦的。
He said, other people labored and you just enjoy the fruit.
这一位劳苦者是谁?
Now who that really labored?
这一位劳苦者就是指的耶稣基督自己讲的。And
that is really pointing to himself.
他为我们舍命流血, 没有再大的工作,
because he died, he bled, and nobody can do the same thing.
因此主说差遣我们去收庄稼。
So that he sent us to reap.
这个工作一直到主再来的时候。
This work will continue until God's second coming.
并且当这个时代越来越加快他的脚步，要向着主再来这件事情的时候。
Especially when the temple is getting faster and faster, that the Lord's day is really coming.
我们看见收成的需要。
And we can see the need of reapers.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对于时代的警觉性有多少呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, how aware are we to this the time?
虽然圣经里告诉我们说，主耶稣再来的日子，那日子那时辰，没有人知道。
Although Jesus said that day, that time, nobody knows.
但是我们的感觉里应当知道。 越来越靠近了。
But in our feeling, we should know that it's getting very, very close.
许多预言都已经快要应验。
A lot of prophecies already fulfilled.
这一个月是在中东是充满了灾难的时候。
Now this month, there was filled with trouble in the Middle East.
在祷告聚会里面，我听见有弟兄姊妹们为了祷告，希望中东永远不要打起来，免得许多人命损失。
And in the prayer meeting, I heard our brother, our sister pray that hopefully that there's no war erupt there, because otherwise a lot of lives are going to be lost.
但弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，我们不大明白主的旨意到底是什么。
But we really don't quite understand what God's will.
我不晓得中东局势会发展怎么样。
Because we don't know how the situation will become.
但对于我自己却有一个很大的警觉。
But it is a great warning to myself.
有人问我说：“周弟兄，你对伊拉克的看法怎么样？”
And people will ask me, "Oh, what do you view this thing of Iraq?"
有基督徒问我，也有非基督徒问我。
And there are Christians who ask me this question, and also there are non-Christians.
我给他们答案都是一样。
And I gave them the same answer.
我说你知道，我真后悔，我没有好好读圣经。
I said I really regret that I did not study the Bible well.
他说为什么你要读圣经啊
？I said why do you have to study the Bible?
我现在真是要好好读圣经，才能懂得伊拉克的将来。
He said now I really have to study the Bible so that I know the future of Iraq.
他说你说什么？难道圣经里讲到伊拉克将来结局要如何吗
？He said no. Did the Bible say what's Iraq going to become?
不错。
Yes, indeed.
你知道伊拉克是什么地方
？You know where Iraq?
我相信很多人都读圣经，都读到一个名字叫做巴比伦。
I believe you all know the name Babylon.
巴比伦就是伊拉克。
Babylon is Iraq.
但弟兄姊妹们，当时间还没有在我们眼前展开的时候。
But before the time really unfold before our eyes,
我们不太看得见伊拉克是什么角色。
We cannot quite see what role did Iraq play.
就是一两年以前，我还听见许多解预言的那些读圣经的人认为美国是巴比伦。
Just a couple of years ago, I still hear people who try to explain the prophecy, saying that Babylon is really pointing to. The United States.
因为巴比伦是一个混乱的国家。
Because Babylon is a place of confusion.
而且巴比伦是一个以贸易、金融为要紧的
国
家。
Also, Babylon is a place of a lot of business and with money business commercialism.
所以说，美国一定是代表巴比伦。
So they say that Babylon is really a type of United States.
在启示录里面讲的巴比伦有一天要崩溃裂为三段倒在海里面。
In the revelation that it mentioned that Babylon one day was split into three parts and fall into the sea.
许多人为了巴比伦哀哭。
So a lot of people cry for Babylon.
因为很多人靠着巴比伦发财了。
Because a lot of people was making a fortune in Babylon.
弟兄姊妹们，很多人就说：“哎呀，美国这个国家将来要灭亡。”
So a lot of people will say, "Oh, United States eventually will become like that."
这些话不是我现在才在这里讲。
No, I'm not saying it just now.
几年以前，所有读圣经，大部分人读圣经的人都把美国比作巴比伦。
Most people, when they study the prophecy, they say that the Babylon really means the United States.
但今天时代不一样了。
But today the time's different.
伊拉克就是巴比伦，而且这个莞尔小国有很大的口气啊。
And this small country, it was Babylon, and now he really talks big.
这一位萨达姆·胡森他说什么
？Now this Hussein, what did he say？
他说要恢复尼布甲尼撒的荣耀。
He said he want to recover the glory of Nebuchadnezzar。
弟兄姊妹，你立刻想到但以理书所说的是什么
？So right away you remember in the book of Daniel。
他是高举自己，好像尼撒一样。
Because he is the one that exalt himself just like Nebuchadnezzar。
我不敢说胡森就是将来在历史里面预言的哪一个。
I dare not say that Hussein is a certain specific one in the prophecy.
但是我们对于时代的发展需要更加的警惕。
But we should have to pay more attention to what's coming.
伊拉克的将来如何，圣经里面预言如何，我们必须仔细清楚知道。
So we really have to find out from the Bible what is this whole matter will become.
有一位弟兄，一位侍奉主弟兄从香港写封信，叫我说为着神的旨意祷告，要神把这个胡森拿下来，把他杀掉。
And there's one brother wrote me from Hong Kong. He asked me to pray that this Hussein will be removed and killed.
我不晓得我们能不能这样祷告。
I don't know whether I can pray like that or not.
如果神把他留着，为了满足预言里的要求，我们每个人都要敬畏神。
You see, if the Lord want to keep him and to fulfill certain prophecy, we have to respect the Lord.
中东会不会打起来啊？
Now, whether the war will erupt in Middle East?
伊拉克会不会打起来啊
？Whether Iraq will have war？
我这三天在山上也没有新闻，也没报纸，有没有打起来，我都不晓得。
I don't know what happened for these past 3 days. I was in the mountain. Anything happened？
我们不一定知道。
We don't know.
但是圣经里面的预言，如果说我们不留心。
But if we don't pay attention to what the Bible says,
我们就错过更大的事情。
Then we probably miss even greater things.
并且圣经里所说的预言，将来要实现的事情，都是为我们今天进行谨慎活在神的面前。
And in fact, all the things that are about to happen, which is recorded in the prophecy, all have something to do with the warning that was sent to us today.
我们是以时间在赛跑。
We are racing with time.
因为在末了的时候是收割的时候。
Because the end time is the time of harvest.
弟兄姊妹，我是在心里面惊奇于神对于我们的忍耐。
I really marveled at how the Lord can have this kind of patience with us.
有些时候我们满足于我们弟兄姊妹们一些好像正常的聚集和活动，心里就非常满意。你看我们的教会很好。
A lot of times we're just so satisfied with our daily routine, with the weekly gathering, and so we feel, the church is going fine and doing fine.
也许我要负一部分责任，没有鼓励弟兄姊妹们尽量传福音。
Maybe I should be responsible because I did not really urge you to spread the gospel.
我们以为说我们追求属灵生命，这是一个正常的路，这是不错，是正路。
We just think, we just pursue after the spiritual life. Yes, it is the right way.
但是属灵生命的道路。要叫我们有力量有负担能够传扬福音。
But this road will lead us so that we will have the burden and we will have the power to preach the gospel.
主耶稣在对于门徒第一个教导上面，当他还没有打发他们出去做使徒的工作的时候。
The very, very first command that the Lord sent out before even to send them out as apostles.
马太福音第六章，在马太福音第十章，主耶稣差遣他们出去做工之前。
Remember in Matthew 10, which is, in Matthew chapter 9, which is before 10 when, Jesus sent them out.
主耶稣就对他们说，你们要求庄稼的主，打发工人去收取他的庄稼。
And Jesus said that you shall pray that the Lord of the harvest will send the reapers out.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要认识谁是庄稼的主。
We have to know who is the Lord of all these harvests.
我们不过都是奉差遣出去收庄稼的人。
The ones that were sent out to reap.
但是主却要我们向他不断的呼求，打发更多的工人出去。
But then the Lord wants us to even cry out to Him more, so that He will send out even more reapers.
庄稼不能够让它烂了、熟了掉在地上。
We cannot let those harvests to fall on the ground and rot.
主要把它收集在仓里面。
Lord will gather them and put them in the storage.
所以这个暑假里面，我有机会去参加海宣的特别聚会。
This summer, I have a chance to go to the Christian missionary overseas conference.
在那里，我遇见王继雄弟兄，你们知道。
And over there, I met this brother Wang.
我也请他来到这里跟我们讲道。
And he's the one that was here and preaching about.
很可惜那天他的时间不多，讲的很少。
Unfortunately, that day he didn't have enough time, so he only mentioned a little bit.
但是我跟他在聚会里面有很多时间交通。
But I had a very, very good time fellowshipping with him in the conference.
这个弟兄实在感动我的心。
He really touched me.
他也讲到他从前如何不服家里的带领，不愿意接受福音，是个浪子。
He mentioned that he was really a prodigal son because he doesn't want to be obedient at home and he just doesn't want to be obedient to the Lord.
并且因为他有很长一段时间离开家人，所以他心里非常不平衡。
And especially, he experienced a very long separation from his families. So he's really not very, very balanced inside.
但是你看见他蒙主会选召改变，他的生命大有改变。
But then you see when he was called to serve the Lord, his life is totally changed.
而且他也得到了一个负担，要在教会里不断生命的成长，有一天要出去传福音。
And he also has this burden that he wants to be really grow in the church so that one day he can be sent out.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？我一再的提醒，我们在教会里得到生命的培养，是为了要能够传扬福音，能够做神所要才我们做的事情。
So I think you know that I'm stressing this point that when you grow in the church, the purpose so that you can go out and preach the gospel.
从教会的观点看，每一个人都应当各尽其职，才能满足基督身体的需要。
And from the viewpoint of church, that every single one of us should do our job so that the God's will can be accomplished.
我们看见王弟兄，他并没有打算去泰国北部。
We see that Brother Wang, who really didn't plan to go to northern Thailand.
但是神把他打发到那里去。
But the Lord sent him.
在那个角落里面，他根本没有一个既定的方法教导他怎么样传福音。
At that corner of the world, he really didn't have any specific method to preach. to preach the gospel.
到这边他一看他们所种的植物，经济作物是什么？
And when he went there and he saw that the economical crop that those people are planting,
他们种的是鸦片。
Is the opium.
在这样一种环境里面，他们整个受经济的作物的影响，他们的心是什么？你可以了解得到。
So with this kind of a condition, you know what the people's hearts are.
他就从台湾的请了他所知道的朋友们去帮助他们去研究那里地图，除了种鸦片还能种什么
？So that he sent help from Taiwan, the agriculture experts to find out what other crops can they plant in that special location.
神给他智慧，不仅看见他需要有个信息，一个福音的信息到人的心中去。
So the Lord gave him wisdom. Not only he have to bring the message.
也要帮助他们能解决生活上的需要。
He also have to help them to solve their practical problems.
就这样，他得到了他们的心。
So from this, he really catches, really, really captured their heart.
神给他开路，有更多佤族的人在缅甸一带还没有到泰国去了。
So that the Lord opened up his even more his field that the Kala tribe, that is in Burma.
我们这位弟兄不久就要去缅甸传福音。
So very soon he will have to go into the Burma.
那里的民风是相当强悍的。
And the people there is quite violent.
但是我们的弟兄和他的姊妹为了福音的缘故上了战场。
But our brother and our sister, because of for the sake of gospel, they really enter into the battlefield.
他上去征战的时候不是带了刀枪兵器。
When he go into the battlefield, he did not bring the sword and other weapons.
虽然许多人警告他们说必须要有防身的武器。
Although some people do recommend that they should bring some weapons for them, really protecting them.
但是我们弟兄身上所带的是福音的全部军装。
But he, our brother, brought the full armor of gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，神在向我们说什么？
What did the Lord is speaking to us?
主在向我们挑战讲些什么？
Now what kind of challenges he's laid before us?
要叫我们认识时间的紧迫。
Because he wants us to know that the time is so near.
还有多少时候我们能传福音能做
呢？ Now how much time do we still have to preach the gospel?
比起神所需要叫我们看见福音的广大工厂需要，差太远了。
You see that really compared with this great need was just not enough time.
我真是觉得有时候我们在一个房子里面安居安然的在聚会太舒服了，以致忘记我们的负担是什么。
Sometimes we just forgot when we are sitting here so comfortably, we just totally forgot the need.
我也必须承认主把我带来这里开始工作12年到现在。
And I have to admit that the Lord led me here to start the church here 12 years ago.
我本来心里的意思不要待这么长久。
In my heart, I wasn't really planning to stay this long.
但是一件一件事情下来，我竟然留了12年。
And, but one thing after another, I stayed here for already 12 years.
主叫我看这件事情，到底你在这里教会的建立有多少层面？
And so the Lord wants me to see now how many directions are you really see doing in establishing this church.
我并不以教会有会所为满足。
I'm not satisfied just because we have our own meeting place.
我并不以我们教会经济上能够自立为满足。
I'm not satisfied because financially we're doing all right.
因为我们所看见教会的目标是什么？是属灵的。
Because the purpose, this goal of church we see is a spiritual one.
在人的建立上面才是神所要衡量的标准。
So establish Christians is our goal.
事实上在生命堂12年这个信义会生命堂12年的这个特别聚会里面。
Last week in the 12th anniversary, celebration of, Lutheran Church of,
Life Chapel.
Okay, Life Chapel. In that celebration,
我对他们提出挑战，我说你们不管多美好的建筑物，将来有一天被提的时候，绝对不是建筑物被提，而是神的儿女被提。
I challenge them that no matter how beautiful your building is, the day when the rapture comes is not the building but the man, but the people.
我们今天投资在人的身上，叫他的生命建立有多少
？Now how much do we invest in people?
我们把钱都放在房子上面。
We invest all our money on our property.
有时候我们想想是不是愚昧。
Sometimes we think it's kind of foolish.
我们宁愿把更多的钱用在福音上面。
Rather we should use more money on gospel.
因为神所要的不是物质，乃是生命。
Because the Lord does not want any material things but life.
我也对自己需要提出挑战。
And I should also lay this challenge before myself.
我也需要对弟兄姊妹们提出挑战。
And I should also lay this challenge before you.
朋友，你收听的是 福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。